مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. My dear Islamic brothers, whenever you enter the masjid, make it a habit of yours to enter with the right foot, according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, make this intention of sunnat al-ihtikaf which we have just made. Two basic words, nawaitu sunnat al-ihtikaf. And the benefit of this is, whereas other rewards, other good actions which we will be doing in the masjid, the reward for them actions, we will also get the reward of this intention of sunnat al-ihtikaf. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, may the man who does not recite durood upon me when I am mentioned be disgraced. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, whenever we hear the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we should read the Nushri upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight away. In the narration, there is a mention of a man who has old parents but is not put into heaven due to respecting and serving them be disgraced. My dear Islamic brothers, I do not think there is anyone on the face of this earth that wants to be disgraced. Then why is it that we do not respect our parents today? Parents are left hurt and crying at home because we have just hurt them. We have just shouted at them. And what was the reason for this? They asked you to do something and you have shouted at them by saying, whenever I am going out with my friends, you remember something then? Or you have just come home after spending hours and hours with your friends and your mother has said, son, get me something from the shop. And you have turned around, raising your voice, saying, I have just got home and you want me to go back out? Just by saying this, by saying words like this, we can hurt their feelings. And we do not think twice about such actions, which will lead us into hell. On the night of Miraj, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw people hanging from branches of fire and was told, these are those who disobey their parents. My dear Islamic brothers, let's all, in this blessed month of Ramadan, drop into the peace of our parents and sincerely ask for forgiveness. My dear sons and brothers, in the early narration, there was also a mention of a man who spent Ramadan but is not forgiven before his departure with disgrace. The worldwide non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami, is here to remove hatred and spread love. Every Islamic brother should make it a habit of this Every Islamic brother should make it a habit to travel with the Madani Kafri every month and fill in the Madani in a mark by doing Fikr al-Madina. My dear Islamic brothers, what is Fikr al-Madina? Fikr al-Madina in the environment of Dawat Islami is used for pondering upon one's actions. To test himself, to ponder upon his action, whether this thing I am doing is good or bad. What would I benefit from this action? Or is there going to be lost by doing this action? By thinking of the time when you're going to die. By thinking of the grave when we are lowered into the dark grave. By thinking of the first night of the grave. By thinking of the day of judgment. Ul-Sirat, the paradise pathway. By thinking of whether we're going to enter into Jannah or be dragged into the fire. All this, in the terminology of Dawat Islam, is called Fikr al-Madina. To ponder upon one's action. And this has been the ways of the pious people, rahimahullah. That they would ponder upon their actions. They would examine themselves. The revival of Islam, Hazrat Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, quotes that Hazrat Ibn Sama, rahmatullah alayhi, once did Fikr al-Madina, once pondering upon himself, calculated his age. And it was around about 60 years. Then he times this with 12. He times 60 with 12. And it came up to 720. Then times 720 with 30. And the answer came to 21,600. Like this, the days of his life was 21,600 days. Then relying on himself, he started to say, if every day I would have done one sin, I would have committed one sin, up to now, I would have committed 21,600 sins. And in this life, there must be days in which I would have sinned at least up to 1,000 times a day. When this thought came into his mind, then and then, his heart filled with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. There and then, he started to shake, and a loud scream came out of his mouth and disappeared into the air. And he then fell onto the ground. When people came running to see what had happened, they found that his blessed soul had left his body. Rahimahullah. My dear Islamic brothers, really concentrate that how our ancestors, rahimahullah, would do Fikr al-Madina. How they would ponder upon their actions. And these people, at all times, they would be busy doing good deeds. Still, they would think of themselves as the most sinful of people. They feared Allah Azza wa Jalla at all times. And their fear was such that sometimes their souls would leave their blessed bodies. But he is lying with us. Sadly, our state is that every day of our life is spent in sin. Ask yourself this question. Isn't our life spent in sin? Have we been getting up for Namaz al-Fajr? Have we been performing our 5 daily salah? Have we been fasting in the month of Ramadan? And if we have been fasting, how have we been fasting? Passing time in committing sins? Just ask yourself this question. How we've been spending our lives? Have we been backbiting? Have we been swearing? Have we been lying? Have we been hurting others' feelings? We do all this. And many more. Still we do not fear Allah. Our ancestors, rahimahullah, would stay up night praying, fasting in abundance, spending their life in doing good deeds, even then thinking themselves as the worst of people. And today, we have read the Kalima and think that we will enter Jannah. Think that we will go to paradise, and it is as easy as that. My dear Islamic brothers, the pious people, when the thought of paradise would come into their mind, they would think of the fire of hell. As mentioned about Hazrat Ibrahim Tini rahmatullah alayh, when he was doing fikr in Medina, when he was pondering upon his action one day, he thought that he was in paradise, eating the fruits, drinking from the rivers of paradise, meeting the who's of paradise. After he thought this, then he brought the thought of hell into his mind. And he says that I thought that I am wrapped in the chains of fire, and I'm eating the thorns of the trees of hell, and drinking from the fluid of the wounds of the people of hell. And after thinking this, I thought to myself, asking my ego, what do you want, paradise or hell? My ego spoke of saying paradise. Then I said to myself, whatever you wish will be granted, but at the moment you are in this world. Neither you have entered paradise, nor have you gone into hell. And wherever you wish to go, you find the way yourself by doing the actions for it. My dear Islamic brothers, try to understand that how our ancestors, rahimahullah, would examine themselves, keep themselves in control, keep their ego into control. In other words, tell themselves off. Even if sometimes these pious people, they would tell themselves off at all times. These people at all times fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and they prepare themselves for the hereafter. And because of their efforts, they were successful. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Bani Israel, Surah 15, Ayat 19, translation of Bajr al-Iman. And those who desire the hereafter and strive with it, strive for it with necessary effort, and he is a believer, then they are the ones whose striving shall succeed. My dear Islam brothers, those who strive for the hereafter and he is a believer, then his striving shall definitely reach success. But sadly, what is our stage? That instead of striving for the hereafter, we are striving for this world. And for this world, we are getting together all sorts of comforts. We are working day in and day out, making big bank balances, increasing our business, making big plans for the future. Our whole interest is upon this life, that somehow or another, our future is made comfortable and better for us. But sadly, our real life, in other words, the life of the hereafter, we have forgotten. And to prepare ourselves for the hereafter, we have done nothing. Ask yourself this question. What have you done for the hereafter? What have you done for the grave? That grave in which we will be left all alone. Only that would benefit us there is our good actions. Our amal, our good actions. What good actions? What good actions have we got with us today that we will be successful in the grave? We will be successful in the hereafter. What good deeds have we got? And if we have done any good deeds, then like committing sins in the month of Ramadan, we have destroyed them good deeds. My dear Islamic brothers, when we will wake up and realize that how we are spending our lives, when will we realize, my dear Islamic brothers, this is what Dawat Islam is reminding us. This is why it is necessary that we attend the Ijtimaat of Dawat Islam. In these ijtima, we are reminded about death. We are reminded about our lives, how we are living. And what's going to happen to us when we die? This is why it's important that we adopt good companies. We come into this environment of Dawat Islami so that we can protect our iman. We can able to do good actions.
During the Madani Namaz class,
why not get a copy of the Madani Namaz class and start to fill this in? Start to ponder upon each and every action of us. There are many points in there which we, if we were to ponder upon them, if we will start to think about them, maybe our mind will change. Maybe we will start to ponder upon it deeply and move away from that bad action. So my dear son brothers, get a copy of the Madani Namaz. Do Fikr-e Madina, fill in the Madani Namaz card, and inshallah's wajal, with the blessing of this, inshallah's wajal, you will see that our life will change. This, my dear son brothers, every month if we go for 3 days, this will recharge us. This will charge our batteries. We'll be reminded of good actions and attend the ijtimaz of Dawat Islami. May Allah give us all the ability to make use of this blessed month of Ramadan, to act upon good actions, to do good deeds, and safeguard our iman. Wa alayna ila al-balaghi al-mubin.
O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, O Muballigh.